Welcome to Medified, a podcast about web dev and tech news that pique my interest. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm looking forward to this episode. Let's give a warm welcome and a few words to the new Next.js 13.5. We've got a 22% faster local server startup. There's a 29% boost in hot module replacement, and with 40% less memory usage, your computer is going to be breathing easy. Feeling overwhelmed by too many icons? Well, they've cracked the code with optimized package imports. So imagine walking into a candy store, but only the candies you like jump out at you. That's what's happening with your imports now. And for all the picture-perfect developers out there, Next Image now comes with some snazzy new improvements. Do you want to go dark mode or light mode with your images? They've got you covered, just like those reversible pillows. For all the techie details, check the documentation, and if you haven't already, upgrade today with a quick NPM magic spell. Oh, and also, don't forget about the Next.js Conf on the 26th of October. It's going to be out of this world. Now let's get ready to drop a beat for the Remix V2 release. Big applause for Michael Jackson and the team for pouring 2 years into this. That means 19 minor releases, over 100 patches, and a ton of squashed bugs. Now, remember the days when software updates meant rewriting your entire app? Well, good news. If you've been rocking Remix V1 with those future flags, upgrading to V2 is as smooth as my Aunt Patty's homemade butter. Just toss those flags and you're good to go. And on top of that, they've also bumped up to the fancy React 18 and Node 18. Alright, quick flashback to what V1 has brought us. They made Remix and React Router V6 BFFs, and they also introduced promises over the wire. We got streamlined routing and a blazing new dev server with hot, well, everything reloading. In V2, there's a snazzy new Create Remix CLI to play with. For all the details, check out the release notes. And for those scratching their heads about React Server components, here's the tea. Remix V3 is all eyes on it. They're vibing with the potential of RSC, but are waiting for the stable beats. So, when it's ready, Remix will be on that dance floor. And yes, it's a deeper dive than usual, but they're working on some remixes to make it all jive together. Before I vanish, for all the juicy RSC discussion, remember the Remix Conf panel with the React Core team? Dive into that and keep your fingers crossed for more awesomeness. Alright, if you're still here, you probably should be upgrading instead. Go on, take the leap into Remix V2 and happy coding! Today, we're also diving into the new world of front-end development. See what I did there? Well, probably not, so let me explain. Meet new, pronounced N-U-E, this new toolset in the tech landscape of front-end development. It's this super shiny toolkit that wants to give the major competitors like Vue and React a run for their money. We're talking an oasis of performance, scalability, and just an all-around feel-good development atmosphere. Oh, and did I mention it's open source and under the MIT license? Score! As of now, only Node.js is out and about for the public. The rest of the toolkit is still cooking up some magic. Now the fun part. With Node, whether you're a fan of single-page applications or multi-page applications, you're covered. For our squad of UX engineers, JavaScript devs, and even the content gurus, Node is all about embracing the age-old separation of concerns. So you can say goodbye to those head-scratching, coffee-spilling coding nights, and a big hello to universal hot reloading. That's right. Whether you're changing content or meddling with the layout, you'll see your edits live on the browser. We're talking real-time magic, people. Now here's a little riddle for you. What is minimalist yet powerful? Yes, It's new. While our pals like React and Vue are out there flexing with their bulkiness, Neue's sitting tight with just 4.7 kilobytes and 2.2 kilobytes gzipped. Talk about being lightweight and still throwing punches. Let's also talk speed. If Neue were in the Olympics, it would snag gold in the sprint race. Thanks to its obsession with the 14 kilobyte rule, Neue powered websites should feel instant. And for the cherry on top, a special command, Neue Stats, keeps you on track for optimal page load performance. In conclusion, Neue's message is clear. Less is so much more. And with that, I leave you to ponder on the world of possibilities with Neue and if it is a worthy contender to, well, everything else. And last but not least, let's munch on the latest 1.0 version of Bun that is fresh out of the oven. If you're a longtime listener, then you have heard us talk a lot about Bun in the previous episodes of Minified. Celebrating this milestone, let's make a quick recap and talk about the new stuff as well. Alright, let's set the scene first. We all love JavaScript. But ever since Node.js came on the scene 14 years ago, it's been a tool on top of a tool, leading to, let's be honest, a bit of a mess. You know, the kind of mess you'd have if you tried making a 7-layer cake while blindfolded. Enter Bun, the brand new, fast, all-in-one toolkit designed to simplify our lives when working with JavaScript and TypeScript. It's the Marie Kondo of JS toolkits, helping you declutter by replacing Node.js and a bunch of other tools. And Bun is also, allegedly, 5 times faster than Node when executing certain tasks. Let's sprinkle on some details. Bun is an integrated toolkit and it does away with the need for multiple tools. Need to transpile .ts or .jsx files? Bun's got you. Need a bundler? Bun's on it. Basically, Bun is that one Swiss Army knife that does everything, but, like, should actually be pretty good at it. Bun is a fast JavaScript runtime built using Apple's WebKit engine. Remember Safari? Yep, that there's WebKit. Tried and tested by billions of devices. Bun is compatible, as it can play well with almost any Node.js app out there. Imagine a world where you don't have to wonder if your latest toolkit will work with your app. That's what the Bun world promises. Bun also has built-in support for standard web APIs, eliminating the need for third-party alternatives. That's less baggage, more speed. Bun also has hot reloading. Every time you make a change, Bun automatically reloads your app without any disconnections or lost states. And Bun also doubles up as a package manager, making NPM installs look like a relic of the past. Why wait minutes when you can have it all in seconds? And last but not least, Bun is also a test runner. And if you've worked with Jest before, you will find Bun's testing module familiar and possibly much faster. So Bun is aiming to become the future of JavaScript tooling, and if you're a developer craving some speed and simplicity, definitely give Bun 1.0 a whirl. And who knows, you might just find your new coding bestie.
Thanks for tuning in to Minified. If you like what I do, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Catch you later.